What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're talking about the strategic flaw in America's military preparations for World War III. We talked about how going into World War II, the U.S. was spending all of its military money basically improving the weapons that had won the previous war. And they're doing it again. The vast majority of Pentagon spending is going to new versions of the weapons that won the last World War. Huge aircraft carriers such as the Gerald R. Ford, better versions of combat aircraft such as the F-22 and F-35. But scant attention and funding has gone to the different paradigm this next war will likely follow. The U.S. is well suited to refight World War II right now, but ill-prepared for World War III. Now, China and Russia know better than to fight the next war the way the U.S. wants to fight it, carrier group on carrier group, and instead have focused on developing weapons specifically designed to get around the U.S. defenses rather than marching head-to-head against them, like the British regulars did. If we allow World War III to start, and if it goes nuclear, the U.S. is wide open to attack with these hypersonic and maneuverable delivery systems. And that's why we really need to work on stopping this. Speaking of the F-35, there's a new development regarding that $400,000 each helmet for the pilots, for the F-35, which has to be custom fit to the pilot's head. And it has all these state-of-the-art technology for heads-up display in the visor and all this stuff. It's incredibly heavy. It's going to be a real problem for the necks of these pilots in high G turns. But apparently there is a small problem with it in that the glow from all of the displays interferes with the pilots trying to land the plane. It's a new issue that apparently has just now cropped up. Apparently, the pilots in the F-35, they've got stuff in front of their eyes like the Iron Man in the movies, all these little displays going on. And apparently, even if the displays are blanked out, the glow from the screens is enough to interfere with their eyesight during landing, especially during nighttime. Quick little note here. Remember this Navy sailor who had sent a classified document via non-secure means to warn other people in his group that the secure means of transmission had been compromised. And he reported himself for violating the handling of classified information, and he's being court-martialed, and he tried to use Hillary's defense in that clearly he did not intend to do wrong. He was trying to do something good. And the feds have said, well, you're not allowed to use Hillary's defense. Only Hillary is allowed to use Hillary's defense. And now they're basically demanding this guy get locked up for 5 years. Talk about a double standard. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Cashman in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Rivero, I watched your show yesterday, listened to it, and I heard it was your birthday today.
No, it's going to be my birthday on the 29th. I have the same birthday as Michael
29th.
Jackson,
okay.
Which blows that whole astrology.
Maybe I rush to judgment. But, Mike, I was going to ask you a question about this Save-Up Act, H.R. 5351. Do you know anything about it?
I've heard a little bit about it. Why don't you enlighten us?
I believe it's a parallel to the Social Security system where they're going to start having people start putting into this thing called the Save-Up Act. And to me, like you had stated previously about Slick Willie Clinton that took all of our money from the Social Security and put it into his spending and blew it, I think it's another bill or a tax on the American people, and I just can't believe it.
Well, what else are they going to do? The U.S. government is desperately broke. They're hopelessly in debt. The only thing they can think of is take more away from the American people because that's what they've always done and that's always worked. Of course, the reality that they're not dealing with right now is the American people are tapped out. The vast majority of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're barely feeding their family. And what are they getting from the government? Oh, you have to buy Obamacare. You have to buy this. You have to buy that. And we're all being flogged to support these corporations. And we just don't have any more money because all the high-paying jobs have been sent to other countries.
Exactly. Hey, Mike, I wanted to make a point, like you said in your previous show a couple days ago or a day ago about the English being used by all the rioters in Milwaukee. I have a teacher friend that teaches in Indiana, and they were reading To Kill a Mockingbird, and supposedly certain parents were offended by certain words in the book. And when they had a discussion to approach the problem, they basically asked the parents if they had read the book. And guess what, Mike? Of course, they hadn't.
Yeah, somebody's just trying to agitate that up again. But yeah, that's the situation. And I don't know if it is the poor quality of the education or it's just this cultural thing where they want to have their own version of English. Remember that whole Ebonics thing from some years ago? If I were an employer and I were getting ready to hire somebody to work in my business and somebody walks in with that poor command of the English language, I'm not going to hire them, and their skin color is irrelevant.
Oh, exactly, Mike. And here's my problem. In certain areas, they don't want certain words used in literature that's hundreds, decades, years old, and they don't read the book. But here's the hypocrisy. I'm sure those words are used in their communities, and to me, that's double standard hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's well known. I mean, in the black community, they're allowed to call each other the N-word, and it's no big deal. But if the white people do it, oh, it's a cause for a riot. Remember that big stink a couple of years ago where somebody was, this state official was working on the state budget, and he used the word niggardly to describe the budget. Now, niggardly means cheap. Stingy. It's got nothing to do with race, and there was this big human cry. He used the N-word. He's got to be fired, and he did lose his job. And it wasn't that he had said something that was offensive to somebody. It's that the people listening to him misunderstood the word, didn't know what it meant. But, oh, it sounds this way, therefore. And it's another way in which this political correctness nonsense is literally tearing our society apart. And it's making people afraid to say, certain things out of fear that they might be misunderstood. And this is a classic example. The guy did not actually use an offensive word.
Well, that's the point, Mike. You know, people, they don't know what they're talking about. Their English language is nil, if anything. And it's almost absurd to even listen to these people. Mike, I'm going to let you go. I love your show. But the thing is, you talked about previously about the Nobel Peace Prize. To me, that thing's a joke who they give it to. Honestly, Mike, they should give a Nobel Peace Prize to my wife for putting up with me for almost 20 years.
Wow, I had exactly the same feeling about my wife. All right, well, listen. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for keeping us informed. You do a great show, and we'll talk later down the road. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Cody in Texas. Aloha, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Mike. I've got to be contentious with you on the theory of bombing the Temple Mound.
Yeah.
We'd only create a temple crater, and then they'd be fighting over the temple crater. Blaming
you're probably right about that. You're probably right about that.
I've got a little theory for you on the Hillary illness type thing.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, this Kane, I'm just wondering if he's just waiting behind the curtain for the shoe to drop on Hillary, and he has a lot closer ties to possibly the Muslim Brotherhood than what's being reported. And it would be just a clean sweep from Obama to the next step generation Islam in the office.
Well, we're hearing all this talk about Hillary may choose to drop out claiming her health issues because too many of these investigations and prosecutions are getting too close to her. And at that point, Kane would move into the nomination, unless the DNC breaks the rules and says, well, we're going to put Bernie Sanders in there or some such nonsense. But if Hillary drops out and Kane becomes the nominee, it guarantees a Trump victory. So it's almost irrelevant what Kane is really thinking. Obviously, if Hillary steals the White House and then she drops out, then Kane becomes president, and that would be a serious issue.
Yeah, you're probably right. Good with you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Fran in Washington. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I called to tell you thank you for alerting us listeners to it's the guy from India or Pakistan calling me to say that my computer has been sending error messages and they wanted to talk about it to the central la 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 la. And I started laughing, and I said, "My God, I've heard about this." And I said, "No, yeah, we're done, you know. And if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have known about it ahead of time." Oh, and well, I also got one last week. It's on the answering machine about how the IRS is going to put a lawsuit against me, yada, yada, yada. And I'm retired. I make about $1,277 a month. Okay, what are they going to do? And so that was one of the ones I let the voicemail, you know, my machine to pick up. And so now I've got a copy of it on my machine. It's the IRS scam. Anyway, and you too. Once again, you told us about this first.
Well, thanks. I wasn't the first one, but I'm one of a chorus of voices who are out there pointing out that it seems to be open season on the American people for every scam that's out there, and the government isn't doing anything about it because the scammers are obviously paying off the right officials to be able to get away with this. One thing my wife and I have noticed, remember that telemarketers do not call list? That thing has turned into another joke. Nobody is complying with it. All of our phones are on it. We're getting these constant telemarketer calls. I'm your Google representative. I can increase your visibility on Google. I'm pretty visible on Google already. Thank you very much. And we keep telling these people, do not call us. And they keep coming back. And it's like we're just this population of herd animals to be harvested from, you know, and the harvest is at hand, as it were. And it really is completely and totally out of control.
Anyway, okay. I just wanted to thank you, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have had a timely heads up. So thanks a lot for everything.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the positive words, and I'm glad that this is all working and it's protecting people from these scammers. Because it's certain the U.S. government isn't trying to do anything about the problem. So thank you very much for the phone call, Fran. We're going to switch over to Chad in Victoria in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to talk to you about an event that is happening today at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. It's a demonstration of a new energy technology, generator technology. And some of the points about the device, it's being open sourced. There are people all around the world involved in this technology. It's low cost. It's
okay, can you tell us what the core of the technology is? I mean, you're sounding like a sales brochure right now.
Yes, I understand that. I was trying to hit the highlights. It runs using cold plasma energy. This new science by Dr. Keshe of the Keshe Foundation. He has been putting out through his teachings every week online.
Okay.
Plasma energy.
Okay, well, you know, it sounds too good to be true, and, you know, I'd want to see an absolute demonstration of it before I would get excited.
They're demonstrating it today.
Well, okay. I appreciate the heads up. I appreciate the information and the heads up, and we'll look to see if there's any mention of it. Thank you very much for the phone call. And the reason I'm cautious about this is we keep seeing this stuff come on out, free energy device this, your car will run on hydrogen, and very often, I'm not saying it's true about this guy, but very often these things turn out to be another scam. I remember Mythbusters took a look at this running your car on hydrogen. From electrolyzing water, and what they discovered was the amount of electricity necessary to put into the system was far greater than the energy you were getting back out from the hydrogen. So you always need to look at these things. Very often they turn out to be interesting laboratory demonstrations, but they're not really practical in the end. So that's why I'm kind of cautious on these things, especially when I hear the phrase cold plasma. All right, we're going to take one more phone call, and then I'm going to close the lines because we're running out of time, and I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hola. Oh, gosh. Never mind.
Okay.
nice try. I, in light of the comment that Fran Washington made about the IRS scamming calls and all that stuff, my thought is, bring it. Come on. Hit me with it. Let's see what you got, if you're really for real, because I countersue your tail.
Well,
that's all I can.
The problem is most of these scammers are running from outside the United States, and they're operating out of countries where the U.S. doesn't have jurisdiction or has a hands-off. A lot of the telemarketing calls here in the U.S. may display a local number, but they're coming out of places like Guam, where the telemarketer list is not enforceable. These people are pretty clever, and they set themselves up, so there is no recourse. One of the scams that has been around for a while, as you know, there are certain area codes that you can dial where a charge is put on your phone bill. A lot of the online phone sex services, I forget what the prefix actually is, but there are others that can be used to put absolutely huge charges on your phone bill. And they're coming out of places in the Caribbean. So when you get an email saying you've got to call this number, you should use the Google search and say, what is this area code really pointing to? And never dial a number that you are emailed that has an area code that you don't recognize.
Well, one quick thought for you. One, I'd be wondering as to what alphabet soup agency is behind all that. And secondly, I would probably work with StarPage to actually do a search.
There's a lot of searching systems, but very often, again, they're spoofing those caller ID numbers to hide where they're coming from. Anyway, Francis, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines because I have got a bunch of stuff that we need to be getting through. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, was the 45th anniversary of when Richard Nixon ended the gold standard. He ended gold convertibility. And this all goes back to that story about Bretton Woods, where the U.S. dollar was declared the global currency for trade and banking. And the other nations went along with it because the U.S. dollar was always going to be redeemable in gold at $35 per ounce. And the U.S. promised they would not overprint those paper dollars to loot other nations of manufactured goods and agricultural produce, which, of course, is exactly what happened, because the Federal Reserve is not really a part of the federal government, and they just cranked up the printing presses. And part of the post-war prosperity that was enjoyed by this country just came from this, being able to get manufactured products and agricultural produce from the rest of the world for boxes of ink and paper. And then all of a sudden, France, in 1970, came on back and said, we've got this huge stack of ink and paper in our vaults, and we want to redeem them on the agreed-upon price of $35 per ounce of gold. And Richard Nixon took a look in Fort Knox, realized the U.S. did not have anywhere near enough gold to cover that, and he ended gold convertibility, which was technically the end of Bretton Woods. But the U.S. has maintained the dollar's hegemonic domination over the world economy through threat of military arms. And following that ending of gold convertibility, we have seen inflation just skyrocket completely out of control, because the bankers love it when their currency is not locked to any commodity to keep it under control. And a lot of what we're dealing with today goes right back to that Nixon shock, as they described it. We have a mention of it in our All Wars Are Bankers Wars. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy, and there's a very interesting article that came out over in Russia Today where they're quoting Lord Rothschild as saying the world is seeing the greatest monetary policy experiment in history. Isn't that a good thing? We're having this wonderful little experiment. But what he's really talking about are these low interest rates, negative yield on government debt, quantitative easing. And Rothschild is saying, well, this is all part of this, you know, financial experiment, you know, and the consequences are not yet unknown. Actually, all of those things, the low interest rates, the negative yields, quantitative easing, are all acts of desperation to keep this giant global Ponzi scheme of private central banking floating just a little bit longer. These are all desperation acts. They're not carefully considered policy. They're all always start as an emergency measure, and then they quickly become permanent because the economic system becomes dependent on them. Now, Josh Sigurdsson did an interview with John Sneeson, basically saying at this point, Deutsche Bank cannot be saved. It's in too deep. Their derivative exposure is over $50 trillion. And when it goes down, it's going to make Lehman Brothers look like a minor inconvenience in comparison. And we're seeing indications that everybody is, they know it's coming. They're hoping it won't hit until after the election, but they know it's coming. Banks are stockpiling cash. Apparently, the era of corporate buybacks of their own stock using cheap borrowed money is coming to an end. This is one of the reasons why they were able to get the stock market looking really good, even though the economy is bad. Corporations were buying their own stock back using all of this virtually free, interest-free money coming out of the Federal Reserve. Well, that's now coming to an end. George Soros has now doubled his bet against U.S. stocks, and he's basically bet a huge fortune that the stock market is going to collapse, which gives him a motive to try and crash the market himself at some point. And given some of his other nefarious activities revealed by the WikiLeaks dump, wouldn't put it past him. Global central banks are unloading America's debt as fast as they can. In the first 6 months of this year, they've dumped $192 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds, primarily from China, Japan, France, Brazil, and Colombia. I'm wondering who's dumb enough to buy it, but I'm sure what's going on is the Federal Reserve is just creating money out of thin air and buying back the Treasury bonds. They're just flinging the paper back and forth to try and cover up what's really going on here. Staples has reported a loss of $766 million. They are on the verge of collapse. All of these office stores are in serious trouble because they all began during the era of entrepreneurial activity and home businesses. Because people who had businesses in their homes would go to these stores to get their office supplies. Well, the laws have been changed to give the advantage to large corporations and literally cripple home businesses with all kinds of regulation and stuff to basically prevent them from rising up and being a threat to the profit of the large corporation. So, of course, those stores that were serving those home businesses are in serious, serious trouble. Right now, nearly one out of every five young adults in America are living with their parents or grandparents. The biggest problems with the youth of America being able to get out on their own, the huge student loan debt, because they were lured into getting these loans with the promise that they were going to have a college education that was going to give them a high-paying job to repay the loans with. It just wasn't there. These kids have been defrauded. This was all about plunging the next generation of Americans onto that barbed debt hook as hard and as fast and as early as possible and never, ever, ever let them get off. Walmart is apparently shortchanging their own security departments. This has led to a flush of crimes being committed at Walmart's because the local criminals know how easy it is to get away with there. And so the burden of law enforcement and theft prevention at Walmart has now been transferred to the city police at taxpayer expense. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Actually, don't do that because the phone lines are closed right now. I'm trying to get through some news in the remaining half hour of the program. We're talking about the economic news, and we're seeing really bad numbers out there. The Port of Long Beach is reporting a 7.7% drop in container volumes compared to July of last year. And mind you, we are going into what is supposed to be the holiday shopping season, the busiest retail season of the entire year. And they're pushing it as hard as they can. The Christmas stuff is already going up in our local shopping mall. Now, Target is slashing their earnings estimates for the second half of 2016, citing a challenging environment, which I would construe to mean the fact that we don't have any money to spend even at Target. And also that policy regarding the restrooms, that has really backflashed on them tremendously. Cisco is announcing massive job cuts, 20% of their workforce, as many as 14,000 jobs are about to evaporate. So let's talk a little bit about Obamacare. Bad news there. New Yorkers who are on Obamacare can expect an 80% increase on their health insurance premiums next year, almost doubling. But there's a bright side to all of this, because at least six swing states are looking at double-digit premium hikes under Obamacare, and they're going to get the notifications of those increases November 1st, 1 week before heading to the polls. This is going to absolutely be a disaster for Hillary when those notifications show up. And I'm sure Hillary's campaign is already calling all the insurance companies saying, no, wait a week, send 2 weeks after. What are you doing? Now, Aetna, which has already announced they're cutting off health insurance customers in 500 counties across the United States, is apparently trying to blackmail the Department of Justice over the Humana deal. And they're literally saying that if the Humana deal is blocked by the Department of Justice, they will drop Obamacare completely. So it's getting hardball out there. Let's talk a little bit about immigration. Jean-Claude Juncker is warned that he could literally spark a European civil war with his continued arrogance on Brexit and the refugee situation. And apparently Sean Swan is basically saying that Juncker is behaving more like a frustrated child than a statesman. But then what leader of a nation isn't actually behaving like a spoiled child? Now we're starting to hear word that Hungary is thinking about exiting the European Union. So that whole situation is starting to fall apart. Over in London, in the first 6 months of this year, on the underground trains, they had 1,961 sexual assaults reported. And what are the police doing about it? Nothing. They're too busy cracking down on online racism about the refugees. That's important. Protecting people from being raped, that's not a priority anymore. Selling the refugees and selling the New World Order and global government, that's the top priority that the police are working on right now. The U.S. is accepting more Syrian asylum seekers than all of the EU put together. Donald Trump has described Hillary Clinton as wanting to be America's equivalent of Angela Merkel, which when you look at Angela Merkel's poll number, may be accurate. And Trump is saying there has to be some screening of immigrants before they're allowed in. And he's absolutely right. Even in the heyday of immigration to the United States, the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, give us your tired, your hungry, your yearning masses, teeming masses yearning to breathe free. They still had to go through Ellis Island, get screened for diseases, get screened for criminal records. And a lot of people who were not seen as a blessing to our society were returned to their home countries. So, let's see. Now, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. The Old Farmer's Almanac is coming on out, and they're basically saying it's going to be a very hard winter, using their 200-year-old formula, which basically involves going on out and looking at how nature is preparing for the winter. They're saying it's going to be a really hard winter, really early winter, especially on January, February. They're predicting above normal winter snowfalls. And all the global warming people are out there saying, no, 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 you change that. You change it. We just had NASA claim July was the hottest year ever, or the hottest month ever. And now you're going to come along and spoil it for us. Winter weather has already started hitting southern Austria. And the winter-like conditions are coming in. Snow in parts of northern Europe. The winter sports venues are going to be opening early. And while NASA's out there making a fool of itself by claiming July was the hottest month on record ever, you have these solar physicists out there warning there's a coming ice age. They're looking at all these overlapping solar cycles, and they're all going to line up over the next 30 years. And from 2020 to 2053, when these cycles are all overlapped, we're going to see a new little ice age. And still they're out there saying, oh, it's global warming, it's carbon dioxide, it's all your stuff here. Now, Al Gore has been looking at those insane California wildfires. What did he blame? Global warming. It's all the global warming, the long-running California drought. There's a lot of dry tinder on the ground. Well, the dry tinder is on the ground because the budget to clear away that dead overburden has been cut during these hard economic times. Now, the California droughts are recurring cycles. It's got nothing to do with global warming. And what isn't a huge embarrassment for Al Gore, they just arrested a serial arsonist, Anthony Pashilk, who has admitted to setting 17 of these fires that are now raging out of control. He's a firebug. It's a very dangerous kind of insanity. When I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, we had one summer when there was a firebug running around burning barns. And I remember that fear that everybody had that this guy was just striking all over our part of the state. Al Gore is also blaming the Louisiana floods on global warming. It's all the fault of global warming. And unfortunately, the research is showing that no, what's going on is this is the after effect of all that excess snow up in the northern part of the country, and it melted, and it's been percolating down there. And even worse, the mayor of Walker, Louisiana, is saying the reason the floods are terrible where he is because there was a cement barrier built alongside Interstate 12 that prevents the water from draining from his town. And Mayor Rick Ramsey is saying he has been complaining to the state government and the federal government for 3 years that this cement barrier was going to be a problem when floods came, and nobody listened to him. So he's filing a lawsuit, and he's being joined by all the flood insurance companies because this flood is the result of poor planning on the part of the government. Poor Al Gore. Every time he comes on out and he blames things on global warming, oh, and it turns out it's nonsense. And we're going to have a really hard winter. We're seeing the indications already. And what are they going to do when we are in the middle of that other hard winter? Oh, well, NASA's data said this is actually really warm. And what are you going to believe? You know, the government or your own lying eyes, you know? Al Gore will be out there on TV with a watch swinging it back and forth saying, you don't see the snow. You don't see the ice. You will believe the world is warming. You will believe it's your fault. You will pay a carbon tax. You will buy my carbon credits. Down in Australia, they're finding out that their push into wind power isn't penciling out. It doesn't really work everywhere that they've got windmills. And for that matter, solar panels, the cost of electricity has gone up. This in spite of generous government subsidies to get these things going. And what's going on here is really very, very simple. Governments can never admit when they have made a mistake. So every time they start a project that isn't working out, they prop up their failures with more and more tax dollars. See, the windmill is there. It's working fine. It's not making any money. Well, it's not making electricity. We have 17,000 dead windmills across the United States of America because they didn't last the expected lifespan. The company that made them is out of business. You can't get spare parts. So let's talk about some computer stuff right now. Edward Snowden has been taking a look at this leaked NSA hacking tools, and he says it appears to be authentic. Somebody broke into the Equation Group, which Kaspersky has identified as being part of the NSA, and whoever broke in there stole all of these U.S. government tools for breaking into computers, and they're basically auctioning them off online. So the NSA has, because of its violation of the Constitution and its own recklessness, has unleashed on the world the very best state-of-the-art tools for committing computer crime. The NSA has failed in its stated mission of securing our IT infrastructure. Quite the contrary, they have just now laid it wide open for cybercrime all across the globe. Now, we've been talking a lot about ransomware and how vile that stuff is, and apparently there's a new business model where the hackers are creating ransomware building kits, which they will then sell to aspiring cyber criminals on a condition that 20% of the ransom payments are returned to the original programmers. It's all very organized and very formal. And what is the NSA doing about that? Absolutely nothing. Maybe ransomware is like civil forfeiture. It's just another way for a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government to plunder the American people for more money. That's where they are. Now, over at Waking Times, they have a new study that calls into question the research that was promoted and presented as proving that there was no link between SSRIs and suicide. And this study is basically looking at the way the original study was done and saying the methodology was flawed and that you absolutely should not be relying on their results. Well, of course, the pharmaceutical industry is relying on the results to sell SSRIs and say there's no risk of suicide, even though the package inserts on many of these products do indicate suicide is a real possibility on the medications. But they know that most people don't read those package inserts. For one thing, they're printed in very tiny fonts. You need a magnifying glass to look at them. Publicly, they're out there saying, no, it doesn't. There's nothing there. Take your medications here. And the study on which they're basing their claim that there's no link between SSRIs and suicide is now exposed as being deeply flawed, if not outright fraudulent. Now, here's another story. This is coming out of Natural News, and it's an issue we copied that we talked about before. Right now, the current oral polio vaccine is being destroyed around the world. They're getting ready to launch a new one. It's a major, major effort. They're trying to get all of that old oral polio vaccine off the shelves and destroyed as quickly as they can. The effort is described as unprecedented. What was wrong with that old oral polio vaccine? It's causing polio. Because the vaccine has all those adjuvants to provoke an immune response, and then it has what is called an attenuated polio virus in it. The problem with the attenuated pathogens is in many cases, they will revert to their full potent form after the vaccine is administered, and that's what happened with this polio vaccine. And remember when they came out with this vaccine and people were coming down with what appeared to be polio, and they were out there saying, it's not polio. It's polio-like, yes, but it's, you know, it's a non-polio paralysis, and they were hemming and hawing about all of this, and now they've had to admit, yes, that polio vaccine was actually causing the illness it was supposed to protect you against, and it's hardly confined to that one vaccine. It's happened over and over and over again, but vaccines are now a $29 billion a year business. And nobody wants to interfere with the corporation's right to make profits, and nobody wants to interfere with those tax revenues going to the government. So they look the other way, and people have been given polio with the vaccine. That is really very, very sick in my book. Monsanto is finally going to have at least a day in court because it's come on out. Monsanto intentionally misled the public into thinking their pesticides are safe and do not cause cancer when it knew that it does. This is being reported on The Intercept. Basically, John Sanders and Frank Tanner are suing Monsanto because the company did not conduct the necessary tests on the inert ingredients in Roundup. One ingredient is polyethoxylated tallowamine, or POEA, and it is a known carcinogen. And Monsanto just didn't bother testing it. They put the product out there and say, does not cause cancer. Pay no attention to the World Health Organization. We're Monsanto. We know what's best. How can you not trust the company that came up with such wonderful products as napalm? Actually, no, that was 3M, I think, came up with napalm. Now, there's another article coming out of ProPublica saying that part of the problem with the drought in the American West may lie with the Internal Revenue Service, because apparently there is a tax break for using an excess amount of water. In other words, if you're using and wasting large amounts of water, you get a tax break on that. That's absolutely insane. And it shows just how completely wacky the entire tax code is. The tax code is huge. It's an accumulation of 100 years of special favors by congressmen to their constituents. And it's impossible to get through. And, of course, also obfuscates the fact that there may not actually be a legality to the income tax in and of itself. They still can't prove that 16th Amendment was actually ratified, for one thing. All right, got to take a break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today here. A couple of notes from the world of the religion biz. Apparently, up in Maine, the Catholic Diocese has had to pay $1.2 million settlement to six men abused as children by the same priest. And part of the reason for the huge settlement is the Portland Diocese had known this was going on, but did not remove this priest from the ministry. And by the way, there's a film out called Spotlight that talks about how this whole scandal finally broke into the public view, because it's been going on for a very long time. And the attitude was always, this is the church. And yes, they did bad things, but this is the church. You can't go up against the church. This is like going up against God. But it is a problem. Story coming out of CollectiveEvolution.com. The Vatican has paid close to $4 billion with a B to settle these child molestation lawsuits. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of molested kids. And I know I'm going to get a lot of nasty letters from the Bible bangers. I'm sorry, the Bible bangers. That you can't say bad things about the church. Yeah, I can. I have a First Amendment right. And it's hard to reconcile this idea that these priests represent the human face of the supreme moral authority of the universe, and then you see how they're behaving. Now, survival expert James Rawls is warning, if Hillary steals the White House, there's going to be a massive run on firearms, because everybody's going to know that she is out there to destroy the Second Amendment any way she can, by hook or by crook, emphasis on the crook. And I would recommend that you do. I would recommend that you do. And I'm not advocating for firefights in the streets of America. The whole point of having an armed population is not to have fights with the bad guys in the shopping malls. It's to give the bad guys a reason to not show up at all when they know there's a possibility people will be able to shoot back. Okay? That's where that is. Now, we just put up a video at whatreallyhappened.com. This is a video. We've all seen these videos showing Hillary's statements before Congress under oath, contrasted with FBI Director Comey's statements about what he really found with Hillary's email server. This video is actually produced by members of Congress, and it carries their imprimatur upon it, if you will. And they're basically pointing out, yes, Hillary Clinton did lie. She's guilty of perjury, false statements under oath. And quite possibly, the only defense Hillary's campaign is going to have is, well, she has a faulty memory. She didn't remember. She didn't intend to lie. That was just, she was saying what she remembered at the time. But that only makes Hillary look even more unfit to serve as president. She's in serious, serious trouble. If we had an honest government that was doing its job, this lady would be in jail. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. All of you Rivero's Rangers, all of you listening to this show, you are now part of the independent media. Take everything that you find on the website, forward it to your social media, to your friends, your coworkers, and colleagues. We can outnumber and outshout the corporate media if we try. See you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.